Tips for Italian restaurants.
You've travelled a lot in Italy and I know that you're absolutely in love with the food there. So I'm sure you can give me some tips on where to eat.
Certainly. Where are you going?
To Rome, and we'll spend a few days at the seaside on the coast near Naples.
Let's see, Rome first. For a good local restaurant, Enotaka Corsi is a great place for proper Roman pasta, but it's not too expensive. Say hi to the lovely Claudia, who runs it with her sister, parents, auntie and uncle.
What about pizza?
As for the best pizza in town, Pizza del Forno would be my choice. It's right on the market square, and you can watch them make the pizza through the window. You just get a slice of the thin pizza and walk out, but it's perfect.
And where shall we go at the seaside?
Il Priata in the town of Priano is one of my favourite restaurants in the world, run by a lovely couple. It's as close to the sea as you can get, such a romantic setting, and the fish is just perfect. They get fresh fish all through the day and night and make wonderful dishes of them. The fish is often less than an hour out of the water, and they don't even use lemon or olive oil. They want you to taste the seawater.
Yes, we'll check it out for sure.
And there is Hotel Il San Pietro too. It's not cheap, but really good, honest food. We had our wedding anniversary there, and it was one of the greatest meals of my life. Even if you don't eat, go at around 7 p.m. to watch the sun go down from the terrace. Order the Rosmarino cocktail that just fits the setting of lemon trees and wild rosemary.
Thanks for the tip. Maybe that will be enough.
No, you can't miss Campo Cosimo, a restaurant in beautiful Ravello. The manager is a beautiful lady. She's a member of the Slow Food Association. And when you go in, she asks Monte o Mare, which means mountain or sea.
What does it refer to? I don't understand.
Where the food comes from. But whatever you say, she'll bring out something incredible, whether it's lamb, rabbit or fish. I had the most amazing bean soup of my life there. I was sure she had used meat in it, but it was just beans from her garden.
Thanks. I'm certainly looking forward to these culinary delights.